Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Coming up on today's show, March Madness first round starts tomorrow. And in case you didn't already fill out your bracket, we have a special guest to help you make some picks. We also love a good Cinderella story. So what are some teams to keep an eye on this year? And what are some teams that might get eliminated early? Of course, you've got some NBA locks coming your way later. But first, let's welcome in our special guest from CBS Sports and NBA TV, Tim Doyle. Timmy D, how you doing?
Katie, I feel amazing. I woke up today. Today is my parents' 54th wedding anniversary. Here they are right here, okay? Oh. When they got married, them to make 54 years was plus 3,000, okay? So my mom just cashed 30-to-1 tickets. So amazing start to my day. Congratulations to them as well.
Oh, my God. Congratulations to them. All right, Tim, I'm looking right now at your bracket here. Okay. A lot of winners in here. So Tom, what's your method to this madness? Cause you did say that this is the key.
Yes. The answer key. Exactly. I call about 30 college basketball games. So I get a chance to really get into the weeds of some of the quote unquote mid majors in college basketball. And with so much parity in college basketball, I think we all kind of lean towards either teams that we knew as kids that used to be really good with 3 and 4 year players, or names that, oh yeah, I remember that guy from a couple of years ago. And don't get me wrong, I think experience, continuity, chemistry is certainly something that you can handicap. But if you think about those smaller schools, they're more likely to have it. They're more likely to have juniors and seniors and guys that have been around the block. So what wins in March? Well, obviously guard play is imperative. But it's all about matchups in basketball. And a team like Charleston, I was excited to see who they got matched up against. It's a bad matchup for them. San Diego State, there's a bunch of dogs out there in San Diego. I was at their arena. What a place. By the way, it's only you walk down. It's like, it was like 716 steps. I was like, what if I have to go to the bathroom? They go, you got to go back up. I was like, oh, this is horrible. So it's all about matchups. And yeah, I'm excited for the tournament. As of now, a perfect bracket.
Okay, let's talk about this perfect bracket then, because there's no like foolproof way of doing it. And you just gave us some advice right there. But what are some upsets that you see happening early on here?
Yeah, I mean, there's one game that comes around once in a lifetime, Katie. I mean, I have been like telling my kids, I'm going to have my kids tell their kids about it. Kent State. Oh boy. Watched Kent State. Yes. Like I have
okay.
They play Indiana.
Kent and Drake. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have Drake winning as well. Okay. Now, the Missouri Valley Conference, you may not know, but they are dominant in the tournament, especially in first round games. Dominant. They'd won a tournament game 9 straight years in the first round. Both of these leagues should be 2-bid leads, the MAC and the Missouri Valley. Problem is, they only get one team in. Let's go back last year a little bit. Akron played UCLA in the tournament. Should have won that game. Oh, by the way, UCLA almost went to the Final Four, won a national championship. If Caleb Love doesn't go off. My point is Akron's a part of the MAC. Kent State is a part of the MAC. And Kent State, I'll give you a little data here. Their backcourt of Sincere Carey and Malik Jacobs. Jacobs is one of the best all-around players in college basketball, and Carey is a dog at point guard. They went to Houston, true road game. That's a number one seed. They were up 1 with 1 minute left in the game. They went to Gonzaga, Kent State. They were up 3 points with 3 minutes left. Okay, like, oh, you want more? They played College of Charleston, who was ranked in the top 25 all year. They lost on a last second shot. It was really a foul, and they didn't call. A guy made a 3 at the buzzer. So I'm giving you data of teams that I've really watched inside the game, especially the games at Gonzaga and Houston. Katie, they were better than those two teams. And the fact that they get Indiana, oh, my God. Katie, whatever you have, 401k, grab out all that money you're making from all those jobs and all those brand, all that milk you're selling and stuff. You put it all on Kent State, and you're going to be very happy about that.
All right. Well, I don't know that I had, you got Kent State in here. You have Kent State moving past Drake. So we had Stucky from the Action Network on, and he told me that Drake is going to be one of these sleeper teams because they've got three old guys that are 25, 26 years old going against the teenagers. Do you think that with this COVID year and having some grown men up against kids is a reason to think maybe some of these teams are sleepers?
Yes. I mean, it gets back to that experience point. So I think you know, Stuckey's onto something there because Drake's had an NBA player and it's the coach's son, Tucker DeVries. If you took like Luka Doncic and Dirk Nowitzki and they had like a love child that wasn't as talented, it would be Tucker DeVries. Like he kind of moves like both of them. He has like the same like motions and stuff. Like Drake's really good. The Valley always puts out a difficult product. Now, I don't love their matchup because Miami was there last year, had success in the tournament. Isaiah Wong is still there. That's like you asked me for one surefire upset, and I picked a lot of them. I picked Iona over UConn. There's going to be upsets. There always is. So you got to take some shots in the bracket. But as far as my most confident, I mean, if I could be in a relationship linked on Facebook with Kent State, I would be. That's how much I like
them. Wow. And it's not complicated. It's just full in a relationship with Kent State.
You know, this is something
a little complicated.
I was always reluctant when I was single. I've been married 10 years. I always held hands like this, right? When I really liked somebody, it went like this, okay? And this is where I am right now at Kent State. I am interlocking fingers. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is quite the endorsement. Okay. So let's talk about, we've got first four games. I went 0-2 last night on the first two of the first four. So I'm going to need you to help me here. So we've got Texas Southern and Fairleigh Dickinson, and Texas Southern is the favorite here. -142 on the money line. Spread is 2, just a basket, over under 147. Who you got here or what you got here?
Well, I would take Fairleigh Dickinson. I think they have one of the best coaches in the country in Tobin Anderson that you've never heard of, had success at lesser schools, comes to Fairleigh Dickinson. They actually didn't even win their league, which is a horrible rule. They lost to Merrimack in the championship, but Merrimack's going through this transition and they're not allowed to play in the tournament. Texas Southern, we've seen them before. They've won games before. They've been in this spot before. I think there's value there at Fairleigh Dickinson. I would take the dog. I would take the dog plus the points. I would take the dog on the money line.
All right. Well, again, I went 0-2 last night, so don't take my word for it. I think Tim Doyle is the one to follow here. But when I was looking into this game, Texas Southern has the height advantage. They've got two guys, Tim, who are 6'9", and two more of them who are 6'5". Okay, that's really, really tall, especially for these kids. And they have a little bit more experience. The Tigers have advanced to the round of 64 in 6 of their last 8 games. But Timmy D taking the dogs here. And again, I went 0-2, so you might want to listen to him on this one. Next one. Arizona State, also a tight game, laying 2 versus Nevada. What do you like with this one? Total 133.5.
Yeah, I got a chance to see Nevada. I call Mountain West games. They should not be in the tournament. They are not a tournament-worthy team. They have some exciting players. Jared Lucas could certainly score the ball. But Arizona State beat Arizona. I know it was a lucky shot. If you could beat Arizona, I'll say this about Arizona, and they're going to see Alabama to go to the Final Four. They can win that game. Arizona's like, they have NBA players. Problem with Arizona is they don't have this up here. That's going to end up being, if they could find this, which is hard to find this time of year, they could beat anybody in college basketball. I like Arizona State here. It's going to be interesting to see what their head coach Bobby Hurley does if he decides to stay in Arizona. Other jobs are opening up across the world of college basketball, whether it's St. John's or Georgetown. I don't think that's going to be a distraction for this group, but the fact that this team beat Arizona, they got three guys that average in double figures. And the fact that I eyeball test to me still means something. It's just like, you know, like you go out on a date with someone you meet on an app and then you start going through the pictures, right? And then I don't know why. I missed this whole phase, right? It's like false advertising. They got the pictures up from 5 years ago. They got pictures up from 10 years ago. And then when you meet them, it's like, well, what's going on here? That's Nevada. I think this is false advertising here. And this is like two different towns, two different wavelengths. I love Arizona State here.
So Nevada is the catfish of the dating world for the first four. I will say 79% of spread tickets are on Arizona State. So they are a big public favorite right here. That doesn't sway you at all, though. You're not going with the catfish.
No, I think that Arizona State's much more talented. And I think that Nevada should not even be here. So can Nevada win? Absolutely. I think Lucas is going to have to go off for 35. They have to make 10 plus threes, have less than 10 turnovers. It's basketball. Anything could happen. It's gambling. Anything could happen. But I think Arizona State's a much more talented team.
Yeah, I mean, you could even hedge it. You could take Arizona State money line, and you could take the Wolfpack against the spread, because they are 15-4 against the spread in their last 19 neutral site games. But I agree with you on this one, and going to take Arizona State. All right, you've got Bama winning it all, Timmy D. Why? I mean, they are the number one seed, but.
And they, I don't think it's fair to call what they're dealing with off the court on a serious note. It's almost hard to explain when you're on television because nothing really justifies what's going on down there. But there is stuff going on off the court in Tuscaloosa. Will that affect the team negatively at some point? I don't know. Could it? Absolutely. But if you just take the basketball players on their team, they have the best team in college basketball. It's actually not close to my eyes. So Brandon Miller is going to be a top five pick. They have experienced guards and Quinterly. I got a chance to see Mark Sears when he was at Ohio. He plays a lot like Jalen Brunson, under control. He's got a great head on his shoulders. They end up winning the SEC championship game, Katie. They almost had Alabama three guys that had double doubles. The other guy had nine rebounds, or else they would have three different players with double doubles in the SEC championship game. Like I said, I think they're going to match up with Arizona, and that's going to be a heck of a game. But if I just put the basketball players and talent-wise, if I had to check, I think they're head and shoulders above everybody else in college hoops.
Head and shoulders above everybody else. You got them in the final game going up against UCLA. UCLA obviously coming out of the West there. What do you like so much about UCLA?
Yeah, you get back to experience, right? A couple of years ago, Jaime Jaquez, Tiger Campbell, they played valuable roles in a team that, almost won a national championship, played one of the greatest games in college basketball history when Suggs hit the bank shot in the Final Four. Amari Bailey, if you don't know him, check out his mom. I mean, on IG. I mean, whoa, the thirst everywhere, okay? She used to date Drake. And I think he's gonna end up being the X factor. He's left-handed, played with LeBron James's son in high school. And they ended up coming out to play my little BS high school team here at Glenbard West. So I got to see him with my own eyes. And it was like, oh, wow, this guy's an NBA player. They ended up beating us at the buzzer. It was our only loss in a state championship year. So I know the kid. I'm familiar with the kid. I've gone down the rabbit hole with the mom as well when your thing's a rainy day and stuff. They've had some injuries. They lost in the Pac-12 championship game to Arizona. I thought, and had a shot to win it at the end. I thought they had wide open looks. They missed. Conference tournaments don't mean anything, Katie, right? I mean, especially for an experienced group. Oh, great. We won a Pac-12 conference title. No one cares. All they care about is advancing now. And I trust this team. They hired Mick Cronin, who's 4'11", but I love Mick. And he has like an edge to him. Like he's still mad that like God didn't make him 6'8", but he coaches these kids and like they play so freaking hard for him. They're experienced, they're tough. Guys have been through the wars. They have an interesting path because it looks like everybody is going to have them playing Gonzaga there if you look at the bottom of their bracket. It's going to be a heck of a game. I think Gonzaga is on upset alert. I don't even think they're going to get to that UCLA game. I think they're going to get knocked
Well, they
off.
bounced out in the Sweet 16 last year.
Yeah, I just think, the WCC is, not a top conference. And I don't think this is really a top team that they've had. But UCLA, the thing is, I trust them. I am in a phone-up relationship with the Bruins. There's no need to put my phone down. I'm not hiding anything. I trust UCLA.
Okay, you trust UCLA. All right, I know you have to get out of here very soon, but you are a former collegiate athlete, played for Northwestern. You call games for CBS Sports. What is your top number one March Madness memory?
When I was at Northwestern, we had never, I repeat, never went to the NCAA tournament. So I remember we were losing to Penn State, and I was like, oh man, I get to go on spring break. I was in Cancun, Katie, watching the game. Woo, sipping a margarita, drinking a daiquiri. My favorite memory, and I remember this vividly, is when Grant Hill threw the pass to Christian Laettner, and he made the dribble dribble shot and made this against Kentucky. The amazing part of that game is 10 of 10 from the field for Christian Laettner, 10 of 10 from the free throw line. So he did not miss a shot that entire game. And it was always a saying that always stuck with me is you don't have to take every shot, but make every shot you take. And now that I don't play
What a
basketball anymore,
concept.
I use it for the bar as well. Like, I don't have to take every shot at the field, but if I'm going to take a shot, I'm going to make sure it lasts very, very long.
Oh, that is some good advice. All right, Tim, we know you have to get out of here. Thank you so much for your time. You can find him at TimDoyle00 on Twitter, also on CBS Sports HQ, Sportsline, and NBA TV. Timmy D, thanks for coming on. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Katie.
The thing about Caesars Sportsbook is it's not just an app. It's your key to a whole empire. Hotels, casinos, restaurants, shows. Caesars Palace, I'm sure you've heard of it. Every bet you place with Caesars Sportsbook brings you closer to perks only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays at iconic destinations, app bonuses, merch, show tickets, and many more Caesars Rewards perks. So get started today. Register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake back as a bet credit.
Must be 21 or older, offer valid, and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No way to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPE-NEW YORK, 467-369. Offer not available in Ohio or Maryland.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, before we get into Mox Locks, be sure to join our Moxie Bets Bracket Challenge on ESPN. Beat me, Danny, and Kenny, and you can earn a guest appearance on Moxie Bets. There has been 100 people that have signed up so far, so do not miss your chance to win. You can find the link on the Moxie Bets social accounts and search for Moxie Bets Bracket Challenge on ESPN. Good luck. I hope to see you here right on Moxie Bets. You know what I'm trying to say here. Okay, so let's get into Mox Locks. Tim had to leave, so we don't have him for this, but of course, I have some locks for you. First up, the Kings versus the Bulls tonight. Give me the Kings -1. So the Bulls have been pretty good recently. They've won 5 of their last 8, but they're still 5 games under 500. They have been getting it together at the right time. They're trying to secure that play-in spot for the Eastern Conference. The Bulls are 18-15 at home, but they've covered in less than 50% of those home games. The Kings are great against the spread, and they're also great on the road. They're 37-30 against the spread with 19 road wins, and they've covered 4 straight road games. They've also had their 3-game win streak snapped by the Bucks. Okay, so they were on a little bit of a hot streak. They had a little bit of a setback, but they're great in a bounce back spot. They're 4-0 in bounce backs after a loss. They also have a clean injury report. We know that the Bills are still without Lonzo Ball and Javonte Green. So give me these Kings, or Kangs, as I like to call them, -1 against the Bulls tonight. Then okay, we're going to go over for my second lock. I'm looking at Klay Thompson. You know, I got to go Warriors, obviously, big Warriors fan. Give me Klay Thompson over 22.5 points tonight. This is at -111 versus the Clippers. This is low to me. This is a low number. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that versus the Clippers this season, he's only scored 18 points in both games. Now, the last one was on February 14th. But since then, he has hit the over on this mark in 7 of the last 10 games. In those last 10 games, he's actually averaging 26.6 points per game. Also, I find it very interesting. If you look at his line for 3 points, it's at 3.5, and that is juiced to -169. So the book's already telling you they think he's going to get at least 4 3-point shots. That's 12 points. That's half of this right now. In fact, he's averaging nearly 5 3-pointers per game recently. So look, if we think he's going to get 4 to 5 3-point shots. We're already more than halfway here. Give me the over 22.5 for Klay Thompson tonight versus LAC. All right, guys, this has been Moxie Betts presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Betts, and we'll see you next time.